Riverside, there isn't nothing like my Jesus. He is greatest in the world.
Billy Bob, Billy Bob, what you so happy about?
Did you hear?
Hear what?
About the man down at the river.
No, I didn't hear about a man at the river. What about him?
Oh, this man is called Jesus, and he's walking on the water.
Walking on water? You must be crazy. Why, no man can walk on the water.
Why, Sir Scotty, you are so righty-o. No man can walk only on the water. But this here Jesus is no ordinary man. He's the Son of God. And my God can do anything. Walking on water is nothing compared to the presence that he has for anyone that shows up.
Presence? What do you mean, presence?
Well, the old my friend told me that yesterday that many people showed up and many of them left that place with the gift of the Holy Ghost. Not only that, he said that many of them spoke in a language that no one had ever heard of before.
What? Spoken another language? What nonsense is this?
Not nonsense, Scotty-o, but salvation. I'm going to get me some of that there gift to be as happy as a fly in a bowl full of sugar with some Kool-Aid on top. I am going to get all I can get and then some. Scott, if you knew any better, you would join me and see what you can get out of it, too. I even hear that there is something called baptism going on, too.
Baptism? What in the world is that? That doesn't sound very exciting.
That is where you are wrong. Why, Herbie Burby told me that Willie Weasel had a friend that saw Boo-Hoo Drew get baptized. And when he come up out of the water, he was dancing and singing and laughing. Willie Weasel said it was like he got an eel in his shirt and it was tickling him like last week. Why, Herbie Burby said that he talked to Boo-Hoo Drew this morning and Boo-Hoo Drew was still singing and shouting and praising the name of Jesus. Boo-Hoo Drew said it was the best gift he had ever gotten. So I'm going to get me some of that, too.
But why do you feel you need this baptism? It doesn't seem necessary, does it?
What? You are crazy. The Bible tells us that without baptism, we cannot see the kingdom of heaven. If we can't see the kingdom of heaven, then we can't see Jesus. And all I want to see is Jesus. Sir Scotty, you are crazy as a bedbug chewing on a jellyfish. You talk as goofy as a snail on some ice. I am glad that I'm going to get baptized, and I would like for you to come with me.
I am not sure that I understand all that talk of bedbugs chewing jellyfish and a snail on ice with roller skates, but I do understand the importance of what you feel about baptism, and I will go with you. I really would like to see what is great about this Jesus.
You may not see what is so great about Jesus, but I promise you sure will feel it. It is a feeling that you get, and it feels sort of like when your brother turned a porcupine loose in your bed.
Oh! That really hurt, but I never forgot about how it felt.
Exactamundo, and you won't forget this feeling either. You'll feel so good that everything around will be like eating marshmallows and pickles.
Eating marshmallows and pickles? Ew, that sounds kind of gross.
Well, maybe not that good, but something like it. Come on, let's get going. I don't want to be late.
No problem, my little country friend. Let's get going.
Let's go. March. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3, let's go see my Jesus. Let's go see my Jesus.